poder saludar al congresista demócrata Jim McGovern. Él es el presidente del Comité de Reglas de la Cámara de Representantes y pues hemos estado muy preocupados porque él le está pidiendo al Congreso de los Estados Unidos que se condicione la ayuda económica a Colombia. Congressman McGovern, good morning and welcome to W Radio.
Happy to be with you.
Thank you. Mr. McGovern, you are a good friend of Colombia, but you are worried about the destination of the money that we receive of your country to our country, the help that every year we receive from the USA. Mr. McGovern, why are you worried about the use of that money in Colombia?
Well, one is I believe that U.S. assistance should never be used for unlawful surveillance or intelligence gathering of the civilian population or non-combatants. And we have seen report after report after report that the Colombian security forces have misused U.S. Monies, we believe, and also have engaged in unlawful surveillance, which has resulted in the targeting of civilians. We think that's wrong.
Bueno, le pregunta que está, por qué está preocupado de ese destino del dinero, de la ayuda que estamos recibiendo de los Estados Unidos, y él cree que esa asistencia que le da los Estados Unidos no se puede usar para temas ilegales como hacer chuzadas o vigilar a la sociedad civil, y han visto reporte tras reporte de que los militares han usado ese dinero de los Estados Unidos, o por lo menos eso es lo que ellos creen para este propósito de vigilar a la sociedad civil por medio de interceptaciones ilegales.
And of course, we agree in that worry, Mr. McGovern. But there is something that I don't understand. Maybe you can explain it to me better. It's about the air spraying the coca fields in our country. The government of President Trump is doing a certain pressure on President Duque to the air spraying of glyphosato. The roundup of for our coca fields. How can we manage this situation? The Congress, the leaders of the Democrat Party are asking to stop their spraying, and the government of President Trump is saying to President Duque that he will keep the help if we do the air spraying. What our country must do?
Well, first of all, Colombia is a sovereign nation. Colombia needs to do what it thinks is in the best interest of its people. And the bottom line is that aerial fumigation has been a failure. It is also dangerous. My first visit to Colombia was nearly 20 years ago, and I visited the community of Putumayo, and I saw the negative impacts that aerial fumigation have on the health and well-being of the citizenry. And it did nothing to stop the flow of drugs into the United States or anywhere else. The bottom line is the reason why we have a drug problem is because of the insatiable demand of so many in the United States who want it. So President Duque ought to do what is right and ought to do what is in the best interest of his people.
Well, Ms. McGovern, that was approved in the Capitol Hill, but what would happen that if it doesn't pass in the Senate?
Well, I believe it will pass in the Senate. The Defense Authorization Bill is one of those must-pass bills that Congress deals with. And so this provision that we put in with regard to a report on the Colombian government security forces' illegal surveillance of human rights defenders and journalists and jurors was not controversial in the House, and there was no objection to it. And I don't expect there'll be any objection to it in the United States Senate. And in addition, I should point out that in the text of the defense bill, there is also an added condition put on security assistance. As you know, 20% of the security assistance is withheld, but specifically was related to the Colombian government's investigation of the illegal activities of security forces and holding those people who are responsible to account. So I expect this will become law.
Mr. McGovern, but you don't think that this war on drugs is lost?
I think if you want to fight a war on drugs, it is dealing mainly with demand. That's a U.S. problem. And I also think that it is giving farmers alternatives to growing illegal crops. Crop substitution. The peace agreement talks about that. I mean, we ought to help farmers be able to earn a living growing something else. And it also requires a commitment to improving infrastructure to some of these areas where some of these illicit crops are grown. So, no, I mean, look, there is the drug problem is serious. My problem is that the response and the way we have approached it in the past has been a failure. And I think aerial fumigation is a failed policy. It is also a dangerous policy for the people of Colombia.
But Mr. McGovern, most of the states in your country already are using cannabis for medical reasons. Some states, important states, they are selling cannabis or using cannabis for recreation. And in Colombia, if a farmer or somebody is with marijuana, go to jail. So there is a big difference of the way you treat in your country the drug problem and you make us treat it in Colombia. What about legalize?
Well, I think there's a difference between cannabis and coca. I mean, number one, two, we have legalized cannabis in most states in the United States, I believe that Colombia has a responsibility, to decide its own future. I mean, I don't believe that it is the United States. The United States should dictate to Colombia, what its drug policy should be. But I think there's a difference here. Cannabis has been legalized in most places in the United States, and that is something that, the people of this country have decided. I favor federal cannabis legislation because of the science. It shows that it is not dangerous. There's medicinal benefits to it. So I think we're talking about different things here.
Congressman McGovern, on your amendment, you say that you want to promote human rights in Colombia. Do you believe that the truth is that actually the Colombian government and particularly Colombian military are not doing everything they can to promote and protect human rights in our country?
I don't believe they are. These reports of illegal surveillance of human rights defenders, of journalists, of jurists, of opposition leaders, we have heard these reports. We have, these reports have been substantiated time and time and time again. Look, it's not what I believe that matters. It's what the evidence shows. And as we speak, human rights defenders continue to be targets in Colombia. Journalists continue to be targets in Colombia. Jurists continue to be targets in Colombia. And look, my hope is that Colombia will get beyond this point and move to a future where human rights are respected. Some of the victims, by the way, of illegal surveillance were military officers trying to do the right thing. So I don't think it's unreasonable for the Colombian people to expect that their government will behave in a legal way. We want to know why this is happening and why it can't be stopped, notwithstanding time and time again promises from the Colombian government that it will be stopped. But this really is about the Colombian people and about the future of Colombia, whether or not you're going to have a government that's accountable to the people. And as far as the United States goes, I mean, I'm a member of Congress who is telling you I am tired of wasting money supporting security forces that engage in illegal activities. If it were up to me, I would have frozen U.S. security assistance to Colombia. But we have now put in place a process where there'll be a report and there'll be a debate, and a future president and a future Congress will decide that. But we have responsibility to make sure our money is being spent properly. And I think the people of Colombia demand a government that's accountable to the people.
Congressman, you just said that if it was up to you, you would have frozen the help towards Colombia. Is this still a possibility, depending on what the report concludes, or this is already off the table, a froze towards the budget that Colombia is receiving from the United States?
Yeah, well, first of all, in terms of security assistance, no, this is not off the table. And, once the Defense Authorization Bill becomes law, the administration has 120 days to issue a report. Also, there's conditionality, an additional conditionality on security assistance in the base bill that also ties directly to this issue of illegal surveillance. But here's the deal. I am for, and I strongly support, money to help the Colombian people, to help implement the peace accords, to help support community-based economic development. I've been a critic of past Planned Colombians because I thought the emphasis was too much on security forces. I believe in a Planned Colombia for victims, people who have suffered greatly because of the violence over the last several decades. I mean, they deserve help. We need to help invest in systems that deal with issues of impunity, as well as issues addressing those who are living in rural areas and helping transition farmers from growing illegal crops to growing legal crops. I mean, so I'm not about walking away from Colombia, but I don't want to waste money on institutions that I think have failed and that are engaged in illegal activity. It is that simple. So I support the peace accords. I think they should be fully implemented. I'm all for supporting U.S. funds for that. I'm sick and tired, and I think a lot of Colombians I talk to are sick and tired by the illegal behavior of some in the security forces and the lack of accountability. That has to change.
You're right. That has to change, and you're right. We have to get a better situation because we are also tired that this situation repeat every year, every month, every week, about human rights, about what is happening with journalists, with social leaders, and with a lot of people. But in the other hand, there is a worry because most of our police officers and most of our army officers are good people, and that help we need it for the poor people and to protect our country a little bit with that money, with all this big problem of the drugs. You don't think that cutting this aid could be worse?
My hope is that the threat of cutting this aid and this report is focused on pinpointing what is wrong with the status quo, and we want to find ways to fix it. To continue the status quo, to continue the same old, means that, we can live with this, that we can somehow, we somehow think that, that it's okay. I mean, this is about helping Colombia fix its own problems. The United States can't fix this, but the United States cannot support a system that allows for this illegal activity. I mean, if we continue to do so, then we are complicit in it. So this is not about punishing. This is about fixing. I want to be supportive of Colombians, you know, who want to fix, the challenges that surround human rights in Colombia. I want to be supportive of Colombians who want to, you know, end corruption and end impunity and end these types of illegal activities that we all know about. So, you know, look, this is not about punishing. It's about, you know, fixing. And ultimately, it is the Colombian people, as the Colombian government, has the responsibility to fix this. We, the United States, can't do that. But I'm not going to continue to vote for aid, to funnel into a system that, quite frankly, seems unwilling to change its ways. I mean, again, this is not the first time we have been taught with our discussions about illegal surveillance and targeting of human rights defenders. I mean, we've had intelligence scandals in 1998, in 2005, in 2009, you know, and now we have the most recent scandal. So this is nothing new. I mean, this is just a repeat of the same old, same old. And the question right now is whether or not the Colombian people and the Colombian government want to allow this to continue, or whether or not they've had enough and want to change it. I've been to Colombia many times. It is an incredible country, a beautiful country. I love the people I've met. I've met good people on the left and on the right and everywhere in between. There are people who really want a better future. And this is really about, you know, being wind at their back, giving them some leverage to demand that things change. And I hope that they do.
Mr. McGovern, thank you very much for your time, for this interview. And I want to repeat, you are a good friend of Colombia, and I know that you do your best to help us. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much, and be safe.
Thank you. You too. Muchas gracias. Es Jim McGovern, el congresista, pues presidente de esa comisión, que está revisando y que piensa llevar esta discusión al Senado en el Capitolio para suspender la ayuda a Colombia si Colombia no adquiere un compromiso de respeto por el tema de derechos humanos, de la utilización de equipos o de la ayuda que da Estados Unidos a Colombia en perseguir a opositores, periodistas, jueces, líderes sociales. Igualmente, el tema que es una absoluta sin salida de la fumigación, porque de un lado tenemos la presión del gobierno y ahora la presión de esta ayuda. Le pido disculpas a los oyentes, pero teníamos una gran presión de tiempo. Este es uno de los congresistas, si no el más importante en este momento para temas de presupuesto en el Capitolio. Teníamos los minutos contados y hubiéramos perdido la posibilidad de más preguntas si hubiéramos hecho la traducción. Por eso, Grace ha preparado este impresionante resumen ejecutivo.
No me presione, Julio. Bueno, usted le pregunta por la expresión aérea y porque Estados Unidos presiona para que se use glifosato, pero por el otro lado, los senadores están presionando al Congreso para que se deje de usar esta expresión aérea, y pues dice que Colombia es un estado soberano y que debe hacer lo que crea que es mejor para su gente, y en el fondo para él la fumigación aérea ha fracasado y ha mostrado ser perjudicial. Dice que ha venido a Colombia desde hace 20 años, ha visitado el Putumayo y ha visto cómo la población se ha visto perjudicada y ha sido perjudicial para los ciudadanos, y no ha hecho nada para disminuir la entrada de coca a los Estados Unidos ni para disminuir los cultivos. Entonces, él no cree que la fumigación aérea sea una ayuda para disminuir los cultivos de coca, y también cree que es perjudicial para la gente de Colombia, la población colombiana. ¿Qué pasa si no pasa en el Senado? Esa fue la pregunta que hizo Yari, y él cree que va a pasar en el Senado porque dice que estas enmiendas que incluyeron tuvo un consenso de todo el Congreso, y cree que va a pasar lo mismo en el Senado porque todos están en contra de esta vigilancia ilegal que se está haciendo, que ha sido, no fue para nada controversial, no hubo objeciones, y cree que va a pasar lo mismo En el Senado va a haber un consenso con respecto a eso, que condiciona el 20% de la asistencia de seguridad, de que se muestre qué se está haciendo con estas personas que han sido condenadas y han sido identificadas con la vigilancia ilegal. También le pregunta por si esta guerra de las drogas está perdida, y dice que hay que lidiar con la demanda, y es un problema de los Estados Unidos, es un problema también de que los campesinos tengan alternativas y puedan sustituir los cultivos de coca por otro tipo de cultivos, y cree que es un problema que hasta el momento no se ha abordado de la manera correcta. Dice que la manera como se ha abordado con la expresión aérea ha fracasado y ha mostrado también ser peligroso para la población. Le pregunta Julio sobre el cannabis, porque muchos estados en los Estados Unidos han aprobado el cannabis para recreación y para uso medicinal, y pues el que en Colombia el que usa el cannabis va a la cárcel. Entonces, ¿qué con respecto a esto? Y él pregunta que hay una, él responde que hay una diferencia muy grande con respecto al cannabis y la coca. El cannabis, de hecho, sí se ha legalizado en la mayoría de los estados, y Colombia tiene la necesidad de decidir sobre su futuro. Los Estados Unidos no debe dictar su política antidrogas o la política antidrogas colombiana, e insiste en que hay una diferencia entre el cannabis, por supuesto ha sido legalizado y porque así lo ha decidido los Estados Unidos, y dice que la ciencia ha apoyado o ha dicho que el cannabis no es peligroso, es beneficioso para la salud, y por eso hay una legislación a favor de los Estados Unidos sobre este tema. Sobre la pregunta que le hizo Juan Pablo de si él busca promover los derechos humanos en nuestro país, y si cree que los militares no lo están haciendo, no están promoviendo los derechos humanos y no están haciendo nada para que se protejan. Él cree que no, que los militares no están haciendo nada para proteger los derechos humanos de los colombianos. Dice que estos reportes de periodistas de oposición que están siendo perseguidos lo han escuchado ellos por años, lo han escuchado alrededor del tiempo. Y no es lo que él cree, es lo que muestra la evidencia, como se han visto con los líderes sociales. Él dice, en este momento que estamos hablando, líderes sociales, periodistas, jueces están viendo perseguidos en Colombia, y Colombia tiene que llegar al fondo de esto y hacer que se respeten los derechos humanos. Entonces cree que no es algo que sea poco razonable o una exigencia que sea poco razonable. Él espera que el dinero que los Estados Unidos está suministrando se use de manera legal, porque él dice que no puede seguir apoyando una ayuda que se va a usar de manera ilegal en Colombia. Entonces él cree que la gente de Colombia debe tomar las cartas en el asunto y hacer algo para que se acaben estas actividades ilegales y que se está usando el dinero de Estados Unidos para esto. La posibilidad de congelar esa ayuda en este momento, si todavía está fuera de las posibilidades, dice que no, que es una opción, y que cuando esto se convierta en ley tiene 120 días para presentar un reporte de estas condiciones. Y pues el negocio realmente lo que dice es mostrar, es dar este dinero. Él dice que él no está en desacuerdo con que se le dé esta ayuda a Colombia, sino que simplemente él quiere que se implementen para los acuerdos de paz, para el pueblo colombiano, porque él dice que las fuerzas de seguridad han recibido mucho dinero y en realidad no han hecho nada. Él cree que es mejor que se le dé a las víctimas de la violencia, que merecen una ayuda, también que se mejore el tema de la impunidad, que se dé en las áreas rurales a las personas, a los campesinos, para que se sustituyan estos cultivos. Entonces, él no es que no quiera que se dé esta ayuda, sino que se use de una manera adecuada.
¿Alguna vez